everybody.
My name is María José Cueca.
And I am Juanita.
And welcome to our podcast.
Juanita, let me ask you something. Have you ever received one of those weird messages in the middle of the night saying your account was hacked?
Oh my god!
No, I haven't. And you?
Well, I have. Last time, my phone lived me up at 1:43 a.m. and for a second, I just started at the screen. I saw that it was an email with a link. I just wondered if I should click the link or just ignore it and continue sleeping.
And what did you did? Did you click it or not?
Obviously didn't click the link, because that tiny moment is where cybercrime lives.
Cybercrime is a huge problem that feels invisible, yet it's happening all the time. Let's talk more about this.
Cybercrime is when personal information is stolen. This happens all the time, and most of the people don't even notice until the damage is done. We use apps to talk, shop, and study.
Oh yes, like Instagram and TikTok.
Yes, like Instagram and TikTok and many more apps and social media. Trust them without thinking twice.
Although the social media makes life easier, it also opens the door to digital crimes like cybercrime.
To deal with this reality seems not very long. What scares me the most is how normal it looks. Cybercriminals created emails that look official and people often give their passports without realizing. Can you imagine if that day at 1:43 a.m. I would open that link? I can't believe what will happen.
Do you agree if we make an interview about this to an expert in this?
Yes, I agree.
Here we are with
Ricardo Gomez.
So we want to make you two important questions. The first one is, what's cybercrime for you?
Okay, I think cybercrime is a nowadays problematic that should affect us in terms of stealing our information, our credit account, and the way for supplanting our identities. So it could be a huge way for us to get involved in things we don't want to be involved.
And the second one, in which ways do you think we can avoid this problem?
Okay, I think this problem can be avoided having like more consciousness about how we use our passwords, our security, using like also secure networks and avoiding for the other people to get inside our information.
Thank you, teacher. Now we can continue talking about what cybercrime and how we can avoid it.
Big companies rely on security systems to protect users, but attacks keep increasing. Same hackers want money, while others just want control over everyone.
And what I'm sure about is that we cannot fix this from one day to another. But what we can start doing is to be aware. We can't control every hacker out there, but we can slow down double-check links and think before click.
Sure, Majo, but let's talk about how young people get affected thanks of social media users in cybercrime.
Yes, that's really important, actually. I have saw many, many kids that have been fooled in social media. Do you agree with this?
I totally disagree. These kids are not even conscious of what they're doing in social media. We should stop this.
Parents should be very aware about what kids are watching or what they are doing in social media, because young people are the most affected of this huge problem that feels invisible.
In conclusion, this is a call of attention for all parents to be aware of their children and all social media users.
Hope you have a good day. Bye. This was our podcast.